highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
It's early Monday morning at Happy Valley Elementary School, and these sleepy students are shuffling into their classrooms for the first time since clocks were set back from daylight savings time over the weekend.
It's daylight savings.
But luckily for these slightly fatigued fifth graders in Heather Harris's class, there isn't a worksheet sitting on each of their desks ready to drain brains with some early morning math or worrisome writing. Instead, some students arrive at their desks to find pens with erasable whiteboards for doodling, or tubs of Legos, or even packs of Play-Doh.
So Madeline, you've got Play-Doh. What are you building with the Play-Doh?
I'm not really sure. I just am making random shapes.
You just make a bunch of shapes. You're turning your fingers all orange.
Yeah.
So, aren't you wondering about this scientific success behind a soft start to school? We'll let Mrs. Harris explain.
Well, we wanted something that sort of eased kids into their day and gave them a time to chat with friends and to be creative and to build. And so we applied for this grant so that we could have this awesome time in the morning for them to just have that space and that time.
And the grant money to purchase all of these materials, from Legos to Play-Doh to even some brain flakes.
Avery and Emma, what do you guys have here? What are these called?
Brain flakes.
Brain flakes. They look like little gears, huh?
Yeah.
We're awarded to Mrs. Harris by the North Clackamas Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization that serves our district through scholarships, gifts to after-school programs, services for food insecure students, and has awarded nearly $15,000 in enrichment grants this fall to fund projects in 11 different NCSD schools, including Harris's brain bins, erasable workspaces in one middle school, and even a slushy machine for students in high school business and marketing classes. And just like those savory slushies, both teachers and students think the otherwise unaffordable projects funded by NCEF are pretty cool.
What do you think about being able to do something like this instead of like going straight into math first thing in the day?
Helps because it calms you down before you have to do stuff, and it gets you ready for the day, and it like makes you feel better about doing work later on.
What's it like to be able to do this first thing of the day instead of like going right into math or right into reading?
I think it's like fun because it's more like relaxing and getting your body focused for school with just an activity instead of going straight into work.
Today on the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, we go straight into getting to know the people behind the North Clackamas Education Foundation, how it started, how it's going, and how you can join this amazing group supporting NCSD's more than 17,000 students. And let's get into the show and welcome Stephanie Rose, the Executive Director of the North Clackamas Education Foundation, and Communications Coordinator Sam Hobson. Well, Stephanie and Sam, thanks for being here. It's great to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having us. It's great.
We're really excited.
Well, because it's a podcast, we don't have any video. Let's have each of you introduce yourselves so our listeners can put a little match with the voice and tell us a little bit about your background. What led you to the North Clackamas Education Foundation?
So I'm Stephanie Rose. I'm the Executive Director of the Foundation, and I have been in the district my whole life. My parents graduated from the district, Putnam and Clackamas. I'm a Putnam graduate. All three kids of mine have gone through the district. And, well, actually, I have a senior this year, my last one.
But oh, one to go.
I've always done education advocacy, and I got connected with the foundation many years ago and decided that I'd like to support the district and our teachers and students in this way.
And Sam, how about you?
Yeah, so I'm Sam Hobson. I'm the communications coordinator, which is kind of a fancy term for I manage the social media pages and the website, and I create a lot of the materials that we pass out to sort of communicate mm-hmm. what we do. I started with the foundation about a year and a half ago, and I have loved it, and I'm really excited to be here because I went through the school district, so I'm a graduate of Milwaukee High School, and I love being able to give back to a school district that really helped make me successful and really shaped me as a young person, and I'm really proud to have graduated from the school district. So
we've got a Kingsman and a Mustang.
Yeah.
That's really cool that both of you are from our school district. People don't know this, but the foundation really, relatively, for as old as our school district is, the foundation really isn't that old. I saw on the website it was in the early 90s it was created. Is that right?
Yep, 1992. And it was just a really small group of people, educators and some community members and district administration, that saw a need for some equity in our education systems and felt that it would have an impact on our students. So they started started fundraising to kind of help spread that support.
Okay, and we're into November now. So now that the school year is off and rolling, what's a day in the life of an NCEF board member or staff member look like these days?
That's a great question. I'll start with that. So for me, it means checking on our social media pages, seeing what sort of engagement we've had, seeing what previous posts have been successful or what we need to sort of fill in terms of information. We have a lot of exciting things happening this time of year, so I'm very busy. We've got raffles, we've got grants, we've got so many exciting things. So for me, it means really being intentional about creating those graphics that then you'll see on social media. And then, you know, the sort of very imperative administrative things like checking emails and doing research on trends and algorithm, things like that.
All right. I guess, well, for me, and unfortunately, our administrative assistant, Jen Hungerford, couldn't join us today. But for me and Jen and several of our board members, we're spending a lot of time in schools. We're going to staff meetings, talking to educators about what we do to support them, the grants like you heard about at the beginning of the show, and, you know, what they can do to support us and help us. Our board members, you know, they work to support us as well, helping get the word out in the community and doing a lot of, I would say, just word spreading.
Yeah.
And telling people that we exist and meeting up with different organizations, different groups, different businesses that may have interest in supporting us.
And that's the purpose of this podcast, too, is to spread the word, because I think a lot of people don't realize what the North Clackamas Education Foundation is and what they do and the huge impact that you guys make for teachers and students here in our district. I saw on your website that you were able to distribute more than $227,000 to students, teachers, and families in North Clackamas during the last school year alone. That's got to make you feel pretty good. How are those donations distributed?
It is. It's a great feeling to be able to do that. You know, I always say that we support our community, our school's community, from pre-K through to college. We start with by supporting one of the Ready, Set, Go programs that we have, and then we do enrichment grants for teachers, which is all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade. Teachers take advantage of that. We help support the Family Support Center, Clothes Closet, the Food Pantry, Backpack Buddies, and then kind of wrap it up with scholarships for kids that are going on to trade school or community college or university.
So you are impacting kids who are in preschool currently, so 4 years old, maybe younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then high school graduates who are 18, 19 years old, getting ready to go off to whatever they want to do after high school.
Yep. Yeah.
Amazing. I saw, too, in 2017, you proposed something called a $1 million pledge. What did that entail?
So that was, we make an agreement with the district, a contract with the district that says how much funding we will give back to the district over a certain amount of time. Our last two contracts have been five-year contracts, and basically that said that with the district's support, we would turn around and give $1 million back to the schools. And we accomplished that. 2022 was the
wow.
end of that contract. Mm-hmm. So
$1 million. It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
$1 million.
So let's talk, I mean, $1 million, and where does that come from? That comes from donations. How does that accumulate over 5 years?
That's a lot of fundraising.
Yeah.
A lot of donations.
A lot.
A lot of business support, partner support. The district supports us with some of that funding as well. Like, there's a lot of districts that support their education foundations in that way.
Yeah. I think one of our most fun and flashy fundraisers is actually our gala, and it's happening this April. And if you're listening to this, you're so invited.
Mm-hmm.
It's April 4th, 2024, and it's a really fun evening for a lot of reasons, but the one that I really, really appreciate is being able to see face-to-face and be in community with so many of the people that make a huge impact in the lives of everyone in the school district, and to be able to celebrate all that we have achieved and then to raise money to continue to achieve more and make a difference. It's a really powerful night, and it's an opportunity for us to say thank you and to commit to continuing to work hard to make a positive impact.
I've had the honor of being a part of that gala for a few years now. It really is a fun, fun night. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of our staff members would appreciate coming to it, too. It's a lot of fun for them and for our administrators to be a part of and to see all of those people who make such a difference in our community.
Oh, I will say really quickly that the last 2 years, our golden ticket raffle, a teacher has won both.
That's right.
Years.
Yeah, that's right. An actual teacher won the golden ticket.
If you're a teacher, I'm saying your odds are somehow much better to win than anybody else.
And I was going to say, just kind of throw in there that all of our grant recipients get tickets, mm-hmm. get invitations. And that is generally due to Chartwells. They are one of our sponsors, and they buy about 16 tickets and then say, hey, give them to your teachers and have your teachers fill their seats.
Okay, so grant recipients are invited. So Mrs. Harris, we should see her.
Yes,
we heard from her at the beginning of the show. I had a great time with her kids with those brain bids. And we'll talk about some of the other exciting things that have been grant funded in our district. District. Now, I know your calendar is full of upcoming events, Sam. You mentioned the gala, which is in April, but it's November right now. What are some things that are going on or coming up right now that you want to highlight?
We're running a raffle. By the time you're listening to this, there'll still be time to buy tickets, and they're $25 each, and you can win a $1,000 gift card to Fred Meyer. Mm. And that, I think, would make a big difference in making this upcoming season really spectacular. So you should please consider buying tickets. If you go to our website, nc-foundation.org, right on the front page there, you can buy tickets. But of course, we're also posting about it all the time on social media.
Another fun November thing is coming up. We're recording this just a few days early, but by next week, our enrichment grant round, application round for teachers that want spring programs.
Okay.
We'll go through. So the applications will be open from November 9th all the way through to that first Friday after we all get back from winter break.
January 5th.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And those grant recipients will receive their funding probably mid-February.
Okay. So what we heard at the beginning, Mrs. Harris, who submitted a grant application, that window is open again here in November. So if teachers are hearing that and thinking, I didn't know I could apply for something like that, now's the time to look at that. And to do that, they go to your website?
Yes. You'll see up on our navigation page is probably the easiest way to get to it. There's just a button up at the top that says teacher funding. And they click on that and it talks about our grants, how they can apply. It also talks about our funded teacher program, which is kind of a lot of our educators know about Donors Choose. It kind of operates in that same way. If a teacher doesn't qualify for a grant or doesn't get approved for a grant, we stick them online and a community members can donate to projects that they like. We've had several teachers funded that way.
Now, we talked about grants. We talked about teacher grants. How about scholarships? You mentioned that a little bit here at the beginning. That's a huge portion of money that's provided by the foundation. Tell us a little bit about your scholarships that are available for high school graduates.
So we have 14 scholarships. We have our Bridges to Success scholarship, and then we have multiple scholarships that are either targeted scholarships, like the Chartwell's Culinary Scholarship that helps pay for a student to go onto culinary school, or our Broadcasting Scholarship, who helps pay for a student that's interested in broadcasting.
Cool.
Other memorial scholarships of people that have meant a lot to the district community that have passed away. And those open in February. And I will say last year, we did just under $60,000 in scholarships.
So families with high schoolers right now or high school seniors who are listening to this, February is the time to start applying for those.
Yep. And I would say, just like with our enrichment grants for teachers, we try to keep our scholarship applications pretty simple as well. You know, we're here to support, not make people jump through hoops. So, yeah.
And I will say that a lot of our scholarships cater to populations that may feel that they're not, that they wouldn't qualify for a lot of other scholarships. So our Bridges to Success scholarship, the GPA requirement is 2.5. So we like to acknowledge that there are a lot of barriers to students having success in terms of grades, but that doesn't reflect their ability to pursue higher education beyond high school. So don't let any of that intimidate you. Go to our website and look at what we offer, and I'm sure you'll find something that would fit for you.
So of course, we started this podcast highlighting a teacher grant provided to Heather Harris, a fifth grade teacher at Happy Valley Elementary, but she wasn't the only recipient of teacher grants. What can you tell us about those and how can teachers apply?
The types of grants that we're giving are helping, like, enriching education. It's not about doing more math worksheets or, you know, writing more essays, even though I will say I'm an essay writer. I actually like English and writing essays, but, you know, it's stuff that enriches them. I think one of the really fun ones we have this year, we had a couple that are doing things with climate change technology, air quality, and hydroponics and things like that. One of, I think, my all-time favorite ones was from Rao last year. They did a project where they went and they cleaned up behind the school, cleaned up Kellogg Creek, and got out a bunch of invasive plants. They cleaned it up, got some native plants in there, and just kind of taught the kids about how they can impact their own environment.
And I'm looking at the website right now. I'm looking at some of the grants that were handed out in the fall. So we had the Brain Bids at Happy Valley Elementary. We had some Orton Gillingham Institute for Multisensory Education Materials at Oregon Trail Elementary, Sensory Tools at Seth Llewellyn Elementary, Social Emotional Learning through Stories and Play at Bilquist. At middle school, we had some equipment at Alder Creek Middle School. And like you had mentioned, Stephanie, I really love the high school ones. There's some really cool ones. And you mentioned climate change, which is going on at Adrian C. Nelson. Clackamas Web Academy, they were awarded a grant. Another one at Nelson. Hydroponics program, where students will have access to fresh produce all year. That's at Putnam, which I think is really fun. And then one caught my eye for sure. Mustangs in the Field podcast. Milwaukee wants to do a podcast as well. I better watch out. So that's really cool. Lots of great things going on. And the Kingsman Thunder Drumline. Now, they've performed at the gala before, so we know what a force they are. So really cool to look at this list. And do any of those stand out to you? It's got to bring a smile to you just listening to all those recipients of your grants.
I think it's really important, too, to just recognize, as Stephanie said, that these grants really are enriching the lives of both the students and, of course, the educators. It's really exciting to have these projects that are both interesting for students and educators and help, I think, awaken passions in students. I think there are so many things that I can remember in high school that were out in the field, or they were really applied skills, being able to really do something while you're learning about it, and that can make a big difference. And so I think we're just really overall proud and really humbled by the opportunity to serve our educators and students in this way.
And serving NCSD educators and students is what the North Clackamas Education Foundation is all about. So far, we've heard how this dedicated organization is impacting students in the classroom every day.
What did you build here?
A rainbow house.
A rainbow house out of these magnetic clay tiles. Do you always choose the magnetic clay tiles?
No.
But what type of impact does NCEF make outside the classroom?
We have amazing partners all over the community. The Lions Club, the Elks Club. We've got churches throughout the community that all come together and make sure that they've kind of adopted these schools.
And why the teaching profession inspires our two devoted guests to do what they do.
I commend them. I would not have the patience to be in a classroom with kids. I commend everybody that does that every single day. And so for me, being able to provide these grants and provide the support is kind of my way of saying thank you.
And thank you for listening to the second half of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
And I think the really cool thing is how appreciative not only students are, but of course, teachers who receive these grants. I asked Mrs. Harris about her level of appreciation for her grant and the support of NCEF. Let's listen to what she had to say.
I would say thank you so much. It's been a great success. The kids love it. And it's just a wonderful way to start the day. And I thank you so much for giving us that opportunity.
So how does it make you feel hearing that?
Oh, well, you know, it's one of those things. My mom was a special education instructor here in the district, actually. And my sister is an educator here in the district as well. And I have other educators in my family. And for me, I commend them. I would not have the patience to be in a classroom with kids. I commend everybody that does that every single day. And so for me, being able to provide these grants and provide the support is kind of my way of saying thank you to them. It's why I do my work. Like, thank me for the grants, but I thank you for what you do every day for our kids.
It is amazing for people that aren't a part of education every day or don't get to visit our classrooms. I know you're spending a lot of time in schools these days. What our teachers and our administrators accomplish each day with kids is simply amazing. It's incredible to watch them. I had a great time this morning in Mrs. Harris's room recording that little segment there, but just the atmosphere and the feeling of trust that kids have and the feeling of safety that kids have in all of our schools. And a lot of that is made possible by the work that you guys do behind the scenes.
It's an honor to be able to facilitate support. I think that's also important when we're talking about how special it is to be able to serve our educators and our students and families in the North Clackamas School District community. And I think it's also so important because we get to take support from other community members who don't necessarily have the relationship or even sometimes the means to support in the way that we can. But we're able to then take their willingness and their excitement to help their other fellow community members. And then we're able to facilitate that. And I think that's really important. So I think none of this would be possible without the people that support support the foundation.
And we'll talk about those people in a little bit. Now, you mentioned earlier, so we've talked about grants, we've talked about scholarships. Now, you mentioned earlier there are some district-wide programs that you're involved with too, Backpack Buddies being one of them. Let's talk a little bit about some of the district-wide programs that maybe people don't see that NCEF has a part of.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Family Support Center, we have been a partner with the Family Support Center, helping to shuttle those donations. As Sam said, you know, we're helping people connect with the programs that need that support. And that's one thing that we do for the Family Support Center is when people want to donate to the clothes closet or monetarily, I should say, we don't deal with any of the goods. If they want to make a monetary donation to the Family Support Center, we help facilitate that. And we make sure that the Family Support Center gets all of the funding that is going to them so they can run the food pantry and the clothes closet and all of that. So another way, one of the district-wide programs that we support is the Backpack Buddies. And that is a very, very important program. It supplies food insecure students with meals over the weekend or, you know, snacks, little meals that they can make themselves. And a lot of these students may rely on breakfast and lunch at the district, at their schools for their nutritional needs. And so we have amazing partners all over the community, the Lions Club, the Elks Club. We've got churches throughout the community that all come together and make sure that they've kind of adopted these schools and they make sure all the kids at the schools that need it get their food to go home. And that's one, again, where we take in donations for that. And when they come to us and say, hey, we need to buy this food, or hey, our budget's a little tight, or we need, you know, some support in this, we make sure that they have all of that funding to get that food for those students.
And I'm just guessing, but I would imagine you have some community members that come to you anonymously and want to donate, or they do donate. Does that come across every so often, where you just have an anonymous community member that says, I just want to contribute?
Yeah, and we have the means to do that. If people want to donate anonymously, of course, as pretty much any nonprofit, we won't publish their names and things anywhere, but, you know, we have a lot of donors that we do thank on a regular basis as well. It all depends on their comfort level.
We're talking with Stephanie Rose and Sam Hobson of the North Clackamas Education Foundation, and we were talking off air a little bit about how many different things that this foundation helps fund and is a part of, and you were saying it's just so hard to quantify because there just seems to be so many different things. We're thinking of a few different ones. I see you have a pancake breakfast coming up. We should probably mention that.
We do. So we are, until December 8th, we're hosting an employee giving competition, and the winner gets a pancake breakfast thanks to our amazing sponsor, IQ Credit Union. This is just another way for the staff in the district to amplify their already amazing positive impact. We've been talking about it in schools. We're posting about it on our social media. So if you're interested, visit us on Instagram or Facebook and you can learn more. And we're really excited, though, to be able to give a pancake breakfast to the winners. And I think right now, if I'm not mistaken, Happy Valley Middle School is in the lead currently. So I hope you're hungry.
Oh, the Happy Valley Middle School Herons right now in the lead. So those of you that are listening from other staffs, you can contribute to that. Maybe bring the pancake breakfast to your staff. What a cool thing going on. So many different things to mention. I don't think we could ever mention them all the different things that are going on. As we start to run out of time, I'm sure we have people listening right now who would like to be a part of the North Clackamas Education Foundation or contribute to the North Clackamas Education Foundation. How do they go about doing that?
So I think one of the easiest ways is to hop on our website and look around, see what you like, what speaks to you. If you are somebody that's a go-getter as a volunteer, we have a board member application online and we're pretty much always accepting new members. You don't have to have a student in school either. We're interested in community members that care about our schools and want to be a part of it.
I would also encourage you to follow us on Facebook or on Instagram or even LinkedIn, because that's where you can get a lot of updates so that you never miss anything. And I would urge you to think about how you can contribute, because it's not always monetarily. We're, like Stephanie said, looking for volunteers. But one of the most valuable things you can do is to help spread the word. So if you are a teacher yourself, or if you know a teacher, staying up to date with what we have going on can be really powerful. If you can share that with the members of your community, or if you can help gather support that way, that's also really valuable.
Yeah, like if you're listening to this, let a teacher in your life know that they can apply for a grant, you know, and get them out there.
Absolutely. And no amount of donation is too small. So don't think that, well, I can't donate hundreds of dollars for a scholarship. We're absolutely happy to accept a $5 donation. So, and we're really grateful for everybody that does, because like I said before, none of this would be possible without our supporters, all big and small in a multitude of ways.
And it all really does add up. You mentioned a $5 donation, but that's what our employee giving is. Mm-hmm. It's $5 mm-hmm. a month, $60 a year. But when we all come together and do that $5 a month, it adds up to so much that we can give back to the kids.
Absolutely. And with our gala coming up in April, there'll also be a lot of opportunities to support that way, both with your time or with donations of money or goods, or if you own a business and you'd like to donate a gift card or you'd like to be a sponsor, there are a lot of options there as well.
So a lot of this for people who would like to volunteer or be a part of your organization, we're referring them to the website. Let's make sure that we get that website out there again. Sam, you want to give us the web address?
Absolutely. It's nc-foundation.org.
nc-foundation.org. Make sure you check it out. It's amazing. I'm looking at it right now. There are so many things that this organization does that a lot of people don't ever see. I'm looking at all the different grants and scholarships that are available. Really, really fun to see and very inspiring at the same time. And the purpose of this Proud to be NCSD podcast is to give you an inside look and to hear from the people in our district who normally don't get a lot of the credit that they certainly deserve. And I think the North Clackamas Education Foundation is certainly one of those, always working behind the scenes to help our students and our staff members achieve their dreams. So Stephanie Rose, Sam Hobson, thank you very much for everything that you do. Just like the title of this podcast says, you truly make us proud to be NCSD. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Curtis.
Thanks for listening to the Proud to be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort. And we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.